Never mind all the political pundits, experts, former politicians, and of course the current government. And you have people like Woody Allen as a source for how government should be run. What more do you need? You're not going to believe this. Woody Allen, you know Woody Allen, the dopey guy with the square glasses, the actor, director, producer, whatever he is, says that President Obama should be granted dictatorial powers. And then it says on this article, seriously, in brackets, Woody Allen and his wife, Soon-Yi Previn, hope I said that right, has a strange take on democracy that allowed him to become rich and famous. The Scoop director said it would be a cool idea for Barack Obama to be the dictator, or to be a dictator for a few years. Why? Well, he could get things done without all the hassle of opposing views getting in the way. In an interview published by a Spanish-language newspaper, La Vanguardia, Allen says, I am pleased with Obama. I think he's brilliant. The Republican Party should get out of his way and stop trying to hurt him. But wait, there's more. The dictator said it would be good if he could be a dictator. Oh, I'm sorry. The director said, The director said it would be good if he, not he, but Obama could be dictator for a few years because he could do a lot of good things quickly. Of course, Allen has famously strange relationships with reality, we all know. The director took a nude photo of his former lover's, Mia Farrow's teenage adopted daughter, Soon-Yi, who he's married to now, and then ended up marrying her after he separated from Farrow. Farrow also said that he molested their 7-year-old adopted daughter, Dylan. A judge refused to act on those charges and called his relationship with Soon-Yi grossly inappropriate. Perhaps that judge may have an opinion on Allen's dictator comments. So if you get Woody Allen and Roman Polanski in the same room together, what do you have? Well, I'm not going to leave that for me to say. I'll let you decide. But Woody Allen thinks Obama should be a dictator. I don't need to say any more than that. Maybe Obama is a dictator. Anyway, I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.